Blog Talk Radio.
Look. Sniffling, doing stuff like that over the course of the show. So anyway,
The caller number, as I said, is 929-477-3093. This is the Block Report with Tafari XL. And we are on the Wisdom Wednesday show, and we are kicking it live on the air. And we are hoping that you are enjoying your day so far, and everything is well with you. So I'm going to get into the trending topics in a bit. I'm going to play this joint, IXL, that I did, had released a couple years ago, about a year and a half ago on iTunes and everywhere. And that was produced by E. Smitty of Sound Alive Records. And we're going to play that joint, IXL. And then we're going to come back from that in the break, and then we'll start kicking it about the trending topics. Also give me a chance to try and clear my nose up or something a little bit or whatever, and then we'll kick it some more like that. Also remember, before I go, the show, The Block Report, is brought to you by TDK Visions, Inc. And you can find The Block Report on Facebook.com/TheBlockReport. And you can find me, the host, Tafari XL, on Instagram at TafariXL and Twitter at TafariXL. Also, please go to ReverbNation.com/TafariXL, TafariXL. Sign up with the mailing list there, and therefore you can receive weekly updates and stuff that I'm doing with the music weekly, and you can stay up to date with that and receive new music. A lot of the music that I have that I send out on that page is exclusive stuff. It hasn't been released yet. I got at least two albums in the cocked in the and ready to be launched soon and all of that. So plus other material that I'm recording and dealing with on a weekly basis. I can't say daily. I'm not doing it like Prince yet, but I'm getting up to that level. So working my way up to that level to just keep making this music and keep flowing and keep the whole thing going. You know what I'm saying? So as I said, it's The Block Report with Tafari XL. It's Wisdom Wednesday. We're going to go ahead and we're going to get into this music. And when I get back from here, you know, I didn't even get to load up all my clips of music. The studio, everything is just went awry, but I'm still dealing with it. When we get back from that, I'll be on the air and we'll be kicking it over the trending topics and whatnot and what's going on. And I want to get your calls. Call up so we can talk about what's on your mind.
Yeah. What do we do? I excel in doing so well. Take a deep pull and then inhale. Soaking that sweet cannabis smell. So far I rap the dust so well. Bar after bar, line after line. I outdo the competition every time. I'm cashing out, boy, not leaving a dime. Keep the fuck boys off of my line. Respect my crime, respect my shine, respect my time, and check your rhyme. Leave my name out of your gossip, unless your gossip is I'm the hottest. Chatting cross country, I'm always in the clouds. Sipping on Henny, blowing on loud. I'm so toasted, so toasted right now. Get fly with me and say this loud.
I excel, inhale from the L's. I excel, then prevail. Inhale from the L, I excel. Inhale from the L, I excel. Then prevail, I excel. Your mic is contacted, I attract myself.
So far, I ain't no joke, he's a vandal. The man on the mic got pistol piece handle. In other words, the G.O.D. Marlon Brando. You lay throughout the way I take the demo. You ain't a gangster, you just stand, yo. I come prepared for warfare like I was Rambo. I got more lines, the beat you got sand, bro. I'm everything that you won't never stand for. True to my words and always loyal. Born a prince and live like a king royal. Ladies tripping over themselves to keep it spoiled. Bush calls me black, all Obama calls me oil. I don't want to be the best. I'm legendary. I kill the first every time from March to February. I look at other MCs as adversaries. First is me, call the grave diggers and get buried.
I excel, inhale from the L's. I excel, then prevail. I excel. Inhale from the L's. I excel, inhale from the L's. I excel, then prevail. I excel. Your mic is contacted, I attract myself.
Like a fragrance, the rhymes I invent are worth every bit of a million. I'm building with my people, body's able and mind's willing. Yeah, we out to make a killing. I'm doing this like this, no tomorrow. Time's
last longer, made me go farther. Truth is, niggas can't fuck with my style. They bossed it, dialing up, calling powwows. My prose is so vulgar, so damn foul. I'm daddy cool, straight out of Donald Gordon's novel. When I sit, it's like camera and text, and your chick, man, she's right on deck. The question is, what I'ma do next? I done did it all, except say I was the best.
I excel, and hell from the L's. I excel, then prevail. I excel, and hell from the L's. I excel, and hell from the L's. I excel, then prevail. I excel. Your mic is contacted. I attract clientele. I excel, and hell from the L's. I excel, then prevail. I excel. Inhale from the L's, I excel, then prevail. I excel. Your mic is contacted, I attract myself.
Internetters, internetters, it's the Black Report with Safari IXL. And as I said, the caller number, we want to hear from you. We want you to call in. The caller number is 929-477-3093. And that song you just heard is I Excel by myself, produced, written, performed by myself, and produced by East Midi of Sound Alive Records. If you don't know who East Midi is, look him up. He also, he's recorded and produced with the likes of Coogee Rap, Little Dap of Group Home, and Most Current, and Sadat X, and up-to-date, most current artists, you know, someone's not such an older artist, but a newer, younger artist, A$AP Ferg from A$AP Mob. So, you know what I'm saying? So he has and he's produced and recorded with a lot of other artists and some from different genres than rap music. So he's a guy that's out there that's doing his thing and all that, and we connected and we hooked up and was able to get that music and, excuse me, get that music in and do this music thing a little bit and out there and basically get it on a professional level, professional stage. So anyway, as I said, it's Wisdom Wednesday and it's hump day, so it's midway through the work week and it's kind of a dreary day out there. But, you know what I'm saying, just be... whatever's on the outside doesn't necessarily have to affect you on the inside. What you can do, you can accept what is on the outside, but not let it determine how you perform or how you feel on the inside. Another gem I'm dropping on you. I'm going to be doing this kind of like, you know, I mean, I don't have to read anything to drop some wisdom on you or drop some sort of gems on you because I have them already. You know, I have these little nuggets already within me. You know, it's like, and I'll probably be dropping little gold specks or little nuggets here and there. But you know what I'm saying? As we do the show and everything, and we kick it. And what I want you to kind of understand is that, you know, I'm not someone that puts out other people or is the type of person where if you have a different view, a different opinion than me, I'm not threatened by that. I'm not threatened at all by that. You know, if you decide you want to hate on me and be like, fuck you, whatever, and tell me I'm talking shit, fuck you, shut the fuck up, or whatever, I don't know. You know, if you want to congratulate me and let me know that you like what I'm saying, or if you want to show a different opinion or view, that's fine with me totally. You know, I'm not threatened by a opposite view or opinion. So this show, you know, I don't do this so that I can. I do this to get sort of a dialogue, get so to share my views and what's going on, what I see that's going on out there. Because some of you may be trapped under the cloud of watching like I Love Hip Hop, Love and Hip Hop, or Basketball Wives, or some of the reality TV shows. You're so trapped under that muck of that shit that everything, the way you see the world and you see your life is through what you watch on TV. And that's not really what it's supposed to be like. And you really shouldn't really live like that because you can make yourself miserable like that. It may be at first it may seem like it's an escape away from your reality, and you get to say, oh my gosh, look at them. I would never do that on TV, or whatever. But then after a while, you become so engulfed into their shit that you got to understand what you keep repeating and doing over and over is going to play out in your life. So you really don't want to get so wrapped up in that kind of reality TV shit. Just the same way, like as far as with like the news, you don't want to get so wrapped up with them either, because if you ever noticed, the first 8 to 10 minutes on the news cycle, it's always about murder, mayhem, you know what I'm saying, somebody getting maimed. There's always some just terrible and bad news, so bad stories. So you don't want to get so wrapped up in that. You got to understand that that's what it is. So as I said before, you got to accept, you must accept what the outside is and what it brings. And then you must know and learn yourself to know how you want to conduct and navigate your way in the outside so that it can adjust and form itself to you. Because one of the things you notice, I'll take Trump as an example. You know, Trump, as much as all the things that he said, that everybody said, oh, this is it, this is going to be the end for him, whatever, blah, blah. What he did, which probably was a calculated risk, not going in blind, I'm pretty sure he did some research and or had an idea of what he was doing. And what they realized is that, you know, he had this element where it's, for him, it's timing, really. He had this element of being an outsider and so-called successful businessman, and he decided that he was just going to say whatever he wanted to say. And it hasn't stopped him. It hasn't stopped him being politically correct and saying what you think people want to hear. Now, he says some things that he knows that people have thought about, because remember, he was also the birtherism guy who was asking for President Obama's birth certificate. But he's the kind of guy, he brings these thoughts that people are saying, and they're sitting there thinking, damn, I thought I was the only one. So now, that's another thing. When you're sitting there, you think you're the only one that thinks something or feels a certain kind of way, and you see someone or you find someone who is in a position of importance and perceived importance, and they start to articulate your thoughts, man, you gravitate and you hold on to that person because you feel like, you feel a certain camaraderie with that person. You feel like that person is really almost like you. It's like, oh, well, he may have had money and have wealth and whatever, and may have had this and that, and so we didn't grow the same way, and we didn't have the same, he had advantages I didn't have, but we think a similar kind of way. You got to see what's going on here. There's a psychological thing that's going on. So, and him being, you got to understand, him being a salesperson, salespeople deal with things on a psychological level. A salesperson reads your facial expressions. They read your body language. If you sell just from the perspective of speaking on words and speaking with words and count on your words that you're saying in order to sell somebody on a product, then you're missing a lot of key notes that could possibly help you to close the sale. For instance, I'll drop one on you right now. I'll drop two on you. There's, in certain type of sales, there's hard sales, soft sales. But in certain type of sales, one salesperson will do something where they'll be like, okay, where is it true? Where they show it, they say, look, after you drop the price of whatever your item is and the cost of whatever you want for the item, shut up. Don't say nothing. And let what you do that because the person, you're going to let them think about whether or not they want it and let them decide in their head. But with you being silent, it causes them to say, well, damn, they're not trying to convince me. But you see what happens? If you go and you start talking in the midst of that after you drop the price and your price and what you want, and you start trying to give reasons as to why the person should buy it, then now you stopping them from even thinking. They start considering all this stuff. You're adding extra information that is not allowing them to come up with their own questions, because what they're questioning is saying, well, can I afford this? How am I going to move my money around to go ahead and actually make a payment for this? Is this do I really need this? Do I really want it? Those are questions that you can't answer for them. Only they can answer. So when you start throwing in other pieces of information, you muddle up all of that situation which they're dealing with internally. So they're not able to go ahead and come to the point, and then they'll just go ahead and say, well, it gets too confusing, and they'll say no. Another thing, you know, you never back down or go down on your price. So you see, like with Trump, whenever they try to back him down or make him double down, he never did. He never did on anything he said. And that made, when you do that, as some people will look at you, yes, you will be criticized for some as being an asshole and being this and that, but other people will see it as strength. They will see the strength in it because they say, well, damn, he said this, and nobody could get him to go back on it and make him take it back. And that's why another thing which you should know is never say something out your mouth that you're not prepared to defend. Never do that. Because, you see, what happens, now there are times when, yes, you might say something and it didn't come out the right way or whatever the case may be, but you don't want to just be a reckless talker, because if somebody can make you eat your words and make you back down, that shows that's a tick in the box that goes for the weak column. That shows weakness. Now, unless truthfully so, what you said is wrong, which even still to this day, I don't think Trump has backed down, even though the Bertha thing that he brought up, he hasn't backed down from that. So what I'm trying to show you is that in his candidacy, in here, there are gems and there are tools which you can pick up and use, and that will help you in develop your skills as a negotiator and as someone to take risk and chances and be in the outcome, be a winner. So anyway, we got like about a minute left before we go into the next 15 minutes of the show. And it's the Block Report with Tafari XL. The caller number is 929-477-3093. Now, I know you may be hearing this and thinking, wow, he sounds like he's a supporter of Trump. I'm not a Trump supporter, but I see and recognize game. So that's what you should be doing too. Because the problem is, a lot of people, they see things with their emotions and not with their intelligence. They see and think with emotions and not with their intelligence. And when you think and see things that way, that's why the wool gets pulled over your eyes, and that's why you get played. And I'm not getting played. All right? So we got 10 seconds before we go into the next 15 minutes of the show. So the caller number is 929-477-3093. If you're not on the line, then you can't get in after this. It's the Block Report with Tafari XL. So, yeah, so as we continue on, we'll continue on into the show. That's enough. So I'm telling you, if you don't see, now, right now, if you can't see the wisdom in the game that I'm spitting at you right now, you just can't see it. And that's not a big deal. That's not a problem. You know what I'm saying? I'm not knocking you for that if you can't see it. But the thing is, it's there, and, you know, you're going to be wherever you at whatever level you are, when you are where you are. So, you know, as you move along and you get a little bit further, you look through experiences and your eyes start being opened up and you get a more awareness to things, you might be able to see where I'm coming from right now and why I'm kicking it to you like this. But I know I didn't get into any of the trending topics yet. I'm going to go ahead and go through the trending topics real quick, and then we're gonna continue talking and chopping it up some more until they kick me off. I also want to remind you that The show will be on Friday at noon, Sunday at 11 p.m. for the Super Sunday Music Mix Show. And the show comes on Monday, Wednesday, Friday at noon. And so don't miss it. You can also go to the Block Report Facebook page on facebook.com/TheBlockReport. And send me comments, what you think about the show, and whatnot, and all that type of stuff. Also, you can find me, TafariXL, on Instagram at TafariXL, and on Twitter at TafariXL. So, let's see. We have Alicia Keys, one of my all-time favorite singers and musicians. Singer released his first single in 4 years, In Common. The new track, which is written by Keys, Elangelo, Taylor Parks, and Billy Walsh, was released on digital platforms and will appear on Keys' upcoming album. Let's see. Okay. I don't know if you know of this. Emma Watson, actress, wears dress made of recycled plastic bottles to Met Gala in New York. Met, that's their museum, Metropolitan Museum, Met Gala. Watson created the black and white off-the-shoulder dress that had pants underneath with Calvin Klein and Eco Age. I am proud to say it is truly sustainable, she wrote on Facebook. James Brown, fans remember late singer. On what would have been his 83rd birthday on May 3rd, known as the Godfather of Soul, Brown was born May 3rd, 1933. Every year on May 3rd, his hometown of Augusta hosts the James Brown Birthday Bash. He died December 25th, 2006. Now, that's what I'm talking about. But they do it on his birthday, right? That's right. So you celebrate his birthday and not the day he transitioned. You celebrate the day he came into the flesh. He manifested in the flesh and through the course of his life, of his journey, and all the achievements that he made and the happiness he brought to you, you celebrate that and you show love. And let's see. As many of you may already know, Afeni Shakur, mother of late rapper Tupac Shakur, dies at age 69, officials confirm. Marin County officials confirmed Afeni Shakur's death on Twitter. She was a former member of the Black Panthers and a civil rights activist. Shakur also oversaw her son's unreleased material. They say Ghostbusters, the Ghostbusters movie trailer. I can't believe they're still trying to do Ghostbusters. Ghostbusters movies trailer. Is most disliked in YouTube history. The official trailer received more than 600,000 dislikes within its first 30 million views, making it the most disliked non-music video on the website. The movie is set to be released July 22nd. Well, probably a lot of younger people nowadays that don't know anything about Ghostbusters, and for them it probably looks ridiculous. I think if you're from another era, and I know people that's from the era that know Ghostbusters, they'd be very hard on any type of movie that would have came out now with the Ghostbusters. And it's probably not I'd say maybe Ghostbusters is a brand that doesn't really have the staying power like Batman and Superman does, It's not like, now maybe they had a little cartoon back in the day or whatever, but I don't think Ghostbusters has the same type of staying power brand like a Batman, Superman, and even like Disney. So that's probably why it's receiving so much dislikes. It probably sucks too. I haven't even seen it, but I might have to check it out. Prince, singer, died one day before a scheduled meeting with opioid addiction doctor, report says. Oh, now they're coming out with this shit. An opioid addiction specialist, Dr. Howard Kornfeld, was scheduled to meet with Prince the day after he died to treat his alleged addiction, the Minneapolis Star Tribune reports, citing a lawyer. Oh, boy. All right, Snoop Dogg, hip-hop producer Just Blaze says he's working on rapper's new album. Now, so Snoop is coming out with another album. That's dope. That's cool. Just Blaze told Billboard the album will feature music similar to Snoop Dogg's earlier albums. I was very excited to find out that that's the direction he's taking with this album, he said. Oh, man, y'all going to be so nostalgic with that one. A lot of people that's on this nostalgia type of vibe with hip-hop music nowadays, they're going to love that. D1, hip-hop artist, releases music video for Against Us remix. The song, a remix of his 2014 track, is a collaboration with Big Crit and Lupe Fiasco. The video, introduced by D1's grandfather, was shot in New Orleans. No doubt, that's what's up. The young working with the elders, and, you know, that's what's up. That's a good look. Shout out to that brother and them young brothers and those artists out there doing that. 50 Cent rapper faces criticism after video shows him implying airport employee is high. Social media users criticized the rapper for a video showing him commenting on the new generation being crazy while following an airport employee who is allegedly mentally disabled. People will criticize anything. And, you know, that story right there sounds like some bullshit that 50's just happy to have his name up in the damn for people to be talking about, because that shit sounds like a non-story to me, personally. But it is what it is. Public Enemy hip-hop group to perform free show in Brooklyn, New York on June 21st. No doubt. That's what's up. The show will be held in Betsy Head Park in Brownsville, Brooklyn. Okay, Brownsville. It's coming through. As part of this year's Summer Stage Concert Series, DJ Ted Smooth will open for Public Enemy. So there it is. That's the entertainment news for May 4th, Wisdom Wednesday. Trying to stay away from giving dates, though. But, yeah, that's the entertainment news for Wisdom Wednesday on today's show on The Block Report. And, of course, I am your host, Tafar IXL, and we're kicking it on The Block Report. So, yeah, so, you know, I had a friend of the show, and, you know, they came and we were having a conversation and they was like, oh, well, you know, your show, you kind of on this conscious black power type of vibe or whatever and all of that. And the thing was, this comment is coming from another black person. And I'm looking at them like, so what's the problem? You see, there's a thing, you know, where like black people, it's like, they want to sit there and talk bullshit about how they don't have anything catered to them. They don't have anything this, that. How white people is this, that. But then when you have brothers and sisters out here that are on a tip that show you that your issues and your concerns, and they got that they're about your issues, your concerns, and they got love for you, and they trying to and they want to work with you to at least bring up your situation as a group, so we bring it up individually, together, and as a people, but then they get scared because they don't want to be looked at as someone who's on some conscious or black or pro-black tip. So what they got to understand is that that's a self-sabotaging way of thinking. You got to understand that that's your fear. What is your fear about presenting yourself as someone that is pro-black or conscious? Why? Because the other idiots on the block or some other jokers that ain't got two, you know what I'm saying, two brain cells left in their head is going to joke and make and talk shit and be like, oh, you on that shit. That nigga, and he don't know shit. He don't mean shit, and he can't, or him or her, whoever it is, they don't know shit, and they don't mean shit in the grand scheme of things. Because those same niggas will go ahead, they'll snitch on you, send you to the cops if you do something. Those same ones, they'll go ahead, and they'll have you, you know what I'm saying, they'll try to get you robbed, try to get you shot. They'll set you up. So what is the point of, that's the whole thing. It's too much of this shit, of this mentality where is where people who don't have nothing try to front on other people who don't have nothing either. It's that kind of shit. You trying to front for other people who in the same or probably worse kind of situation than yourself. And because you are too scared to want to take a stand and be different from those motherfuckers out there, because the whole thing is, those niggas wish they could be you. They wish they could have the fucking balls to stand up and be you. Alright? But they can't, because they're scared of being looked at as an outsider. An outsider to who? You gotta think about that. An outsider to who? An outsider to the system that has trained you to become, because look, the system has trained you to become an obedient dodo head, to not want to read a book, to not want to open a book and learn something, to not want to go to school, to not want to, which I'm not saying school is the greatest thing in the world, because they are filling your head with a lot of lies, but I'm saying at least you would know to use the school thing to get whatever you need to get out of it, and then apply whatever it is. Find what is useful in it, and then apply it to your life to do what you want to get. That's how you're supposed to be thinking. But no, we don't have people talking and teaching these kinds of things. This is what happens. So who are you supposed to be responsible to? You're not supposed to be responsible to these niggas that stand outside all day doing nothing, getting high and drunk and doing nothing. You're responsible to them niggas. You're responsible to them for what? You get locked up, they got your bail money, they coming up there to visit you. You get locked up, they gonna be feeding your kid while you locked up. Y'all niggas got it twisted. The system has got you brainwashed and taught to think a certain kind of way. It got you all twisted. You're not standing up for nothing. You're not standing up for nothing. You're falling for the dumb shit. As I was saying earlier with the reality TV show and all that other shit, that shit is nothing but junk food and poison. It's not doing anything good for you mentally or for your body. It's not uplifting you or enlightening you in any kind of way. And you got to balance out your diet. It's the same thing with the hip-hop music. You got to get a balance on the diet of the hip-hop music. Otherwise, then all you got one side is this fucking retarded shit with somebody mumbling on a track and a beat that with an up-tempo beat. I don't want to hear that shit. Maybe you like that shit and you think it's cool. I think that shit is trash. You know what I'm saying? But it is what it is. But anyway, it's the Block Report with Tafari XL, and we out of here, man. We see y'all Friday at 12 noon. Y'all have a good day, have a prosperous day, and we see you on Friday. All right? It's been a great show.